Congratulations, Brandon. I'm Jerry Gillum. I'm here to present the Farm of the Year, but I want to say congratulations, Brandon. I know your father would be proud. He really would. I do want to say the first time I met Brandon, I know Marty Lewis is in the room. We were at 4-H tractor driving tractor school back in the late 80s. I think Brandon was 8 years old. I think I was about 13. And Marty Lewis said, "Hey, big boy, I need you to do something for me. Go around and get everybody's name and if they could come from a farm." So I remember going around and I met Brandon, was probably 8 years old at that time, and I said, "You know, what's your name?" He said, "Brandon Garnett." I said, "Well, do you live on the farm?" And he looked at me and said, "What the hell do you think?" I do always remember that, Brandon, and that is a true story. So. But it's truly my honor today to announce this year's Christian County Agribusiness Association Farmer of the Year. This year's recipient is a lifelong farmer in Christian County. After graduating from Hopkinsville High School and University of Kentucky in the 70s, he returned home to Hopkinsville to begin farming with his father-in-law. A few years later, he began his own operation that today farms thousands of acres in Christian and Trigg County. This year's Farmer of the Year has played a vital role in creating economic development in Christian County. In 1996, he, along with other area investors, began Planners Financial Group, which was the start of Planners Bank. He was also instrumental in developing Novadel, an upscale 65-home housing development located between Hopkinsville and Fort Campbell. Although this award is not about me, I think it is important to share a personal story that I have with this year's Farmer of the Year, Randy Arnold. In the spring of 1995, I was involved in a traffic accident that resulted in the amputation of my left leg. It took several months of healing before I could be fitted with a prosthetic leg, which left me somewhat immobile. During that waiting period, I received a call from Randy asking me to come run one of his combines that summer, saying, "You don't need two legs to run one of my combines." Every morning, he would drive me beside the combine and let me hop up in it for the day, giving me confidence and drive to continue. This is something that was vital to my healing, and I truly thank God for Randy for providing me that opportunity. And this is the kind of man he was. Except that one time, when it was time to quit, he was two counties over with my crutches. Today, Randy continues to operate Arnold Farms Incorporated, along with a second operation, Double M Farms 2, in Logan and Simpson County, with his partner, Joe Seeley. He continues to use the latest state-of-the-art technology and equipment to provide efficient and environmentally sound practices to the operation. Randy has added value to the landscape of Christian County. You can always pick out his farms out by the mowed right-of-ways and the white fencing that surround many of his farmland. Randy oversees a hunting outfitter operation that his daughter Serena started in 2014. Today, AAA Outfitters continues to attract hunters from across the United States to Christian County for its prize game. Randy has two grown children, Tommy and Serena. He and his wife, Judy, reside on Katie's Road. Randy enjoys collecting old muscle cars and overseeing the beauty of the land that he farms. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating this year's Farmer of the Year, Randy Arnold.
Speeches. I really want to thank the Chamber and Agribusiness for this award. I couldn't have done it without the great people that work with me on the farm and in business, agribusiness. The implement dealers, the bankers, the attorneys, everybody. I'm a very fortunate individual, and I thank you very much.